Today marks the 75th anniversary of Japan's official surrender and the end of World War II fighting in the Pacific. On that day, the Allied Supreme Commander, General Douglas MacArthur, and three Japanese wartime leaders stood on the deck of the USS Missouri and signed a peace treaty that saw Japan defeated and the war finally come to an end. Here's General Douglas MacArthur.
As Supreme Commander for the Allied Powers, I announce it my firm purpose, in the tradition of the countries I represent, to proceed in the discharge of my responsibilities with justice and tolerance while taking all necessary dispositions to ensure that the terms of surrender are fully, promptly, and faithfully complied with.
And so there was peace declared in the war in the Pacific. That's General Douglas MacArthur on board the USS Missouri 75 years ago today. Well, there was a young Australian there aboard the Missouri too. Happened to witness this extraordinary event back in 1945. Jack LaCroix was just 19 years old when he joined the Navy towards the end of the war. He's now 94 years old and he joins us from Perth this morning. Jack LaCroix, welcome to RM Breakfast.
And good morning to you from WA.
Jack, 75 years ago, what do you remember of that day on board the USS Missouri?
Having now heard MacArthur's voice again, I can remember that. That's rather astounding. Yes.
When you were there, you're a 19-year-old kid, you were there because you had to deliver the Australian commander on board. Did you have much of a sense then of what an historic moment this was you were witnessing?
Not really. I think that the main thing was that the ship was, the Missouri was so large, and with 2,700 men on, where our destroyer had 350, that as I was walking through the passageways and stairways to be escorted to a position above the where the peace was signed, I think that the ship got me more than anything, and I don't think that until it was some years later that I suddenly realised where I'd been, what I had seen. Yes,
what you'd seen was something extraordinarily important, the signing of the surrender documents. What was the atmosphere like at that moment? Did all those thousands of servicemen and sailors on board, did they, you know, throw their hats in the air? Was it a triumphant moment?
Well, it was deathly silent. There was no reaction from anybody on board. There was no cheering or anything like that. The ceremony only lasted 23 minutes. We were there for around about half of that, but there was just a deathly silence as the Japanese signed, and then MacArthur signed, and then nine other Allied commanders signed the surrender document. It was just a silence. I think there was mainly the thoughts of people were what has happened over the last 5 years, and thank goodness it's all gone. Yes.
Why were you there on board that day, Jack?
Well, our ship was part of a task force and operating in the Philippines, and Rear Admiral Collins was the senior officer commanding the Australian contingent with it. There were five Australian ships out of 18 that were in the task force. We were tasked with taking Collins from Manila to Tokyo to make sure that he got there ahead of everybody else and make sure he was there in time for the ceremony. And we picked him up and took him over in our motorboat with a crew of three to the Missouri, and we delivered him, and the sailor at the bottom of the gangway directed us to the stern of the ship, which was a bit of a surprise. And so we went around the stern, and then we were escorted up through the bowels of the ship, and suddenly turned up on overlooking it, and there were all these sailors hanging on to everything so that they could get a glimpse of it. I think the whole of the crew were on the side of the ship. It was amazing. Yeah.
Well, the rest, as I say, is history, and what a moment it was in history. The Japanese leaders were there too for this signing. I mean, it's a great moment of humiliation for Japan. How did you, you get a sense then of the atmospherics between those delegates and how the US delegation was interacting with the Japanese delegation? How were they treated? Could you get a sense of that?
Yes. One of the... There was no interaction between and no comments, no words. But MacArthur was absolutely dead set on humiliating the Japanese as much as he could. They asked for a destroyer to deliver them to the ship, and he gave them the crummiest old boat that they could possibly have. And then when they arrived at the ship, normally those sort of people would be acknowledged with a side party, which would be eight on a battleship, would be eight men to stand on the deck alongside the gangway, and when the dignitaries come on board, they would pipe on their basin's call pipe, and the officer would salute and all that sort of thing. But what they did was they did that for the Allied commanders, but then as soon as they were all on board, they changed the side party, as it was called, with eight sailors who were the minimum height was 6'2". They were all stockily built, very large people. There were two Negroes amongst them. The Japanese didn't like black people. That was, they were the wrong people. So when the Japanese stepped on deck, there was, instead of a pipe, it was just a deathly silence. The officer had been changed from a senior officer to the most junior officer on the ship, and he just simply looked at them, stood there. And when they all were on the deck, he simply turned and sort of nodded his head as much as, well, come with me. But one of the other things was that the Prime Minister, Tojo, had a wooden leg, and he was made to climb a vertical ladder with about 15 steps on it. Had a cane. They provided no assistance whatsoever for him. He had to struggle his way up and get up on the deck. That was the... Okay.
Jack, just finally, one final question. Has that made a lasting impression on you?
Yes. It's, over recent times and since the 15th of August, and it's brought back lots and lots and lots of memories, and I can close my eyes and I can envisage, I can see exactly what went on. And it will live with me for the rest of my life.
Jack, thank you so much for joining us and sharing that with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.
Jack LaCroix, a 94-year-old veteran. He was a sailor there in the Second World War and aboard the USS Missouri when the surrender deal was signed between General MacArthur and the Japanese leaders and other allies 75 years ago. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 16 minutes to 9.